interrupt this broadcast to bring you this important bulletin from the United Press. Flash, Washington.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast. The German news agency...
We interrupt this program to bring you a news bulletin from Washington. The White House has just announced...
Here is a news bulletin. Shots have reportedly been fired.
Here's another late development, and this news keeps coming in.
This is an NBC News hotline report.
Special report. Verdict sparks violence. National Guard...
testimony of the miserable souls who survived this terrifying ordeal. The incidents, places. My friend, we cannot keep this a secret any longer. Can your heart stand the shocking facts of the true story of Joshua P. Warren?
From the land of the sky and to high strangers around the globe, this is Speaking of Strange with Joshua P. Warren.
And the world is becoming more and more insane every day. Welcome to the program that gives you breaking news and insight regarding the paranormal and downright weird, where the unusual becomes usual. And we don't just discuss it, we go in the field to investigate. Here's one from Cape Cod, Massachusetts. We've been talking about how Mother Nature is going through some odd cycles. Of course, Cape Cod, very popular spot for vacationing. And it turns out that every single year, there are about 129-130 dolphins that beach themselves on the Cape Cod Peninsula. And, of course, people come out and they try to help them back into the water. But do you know that just since January 12th, already, 129 dolphins have beached themselves? In fact, it really began around 2 weeks ago. They say there are just wave upon wave upon wave of these dolphins. So we're talking about as many as they usually see in an entire year happening already this early in 2012. Nobody can explain this. They say that this is the, quote, single largest stranding of dolphins in the Northeast for many, many years. And in fact, they say, it began on the 12th, but it's still continuing. It doesn't look like it's going to let up. So far, at least 92 of them have died. And so NOAA, the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration, they are very concerned, and they are trying to figure out why so many of these dolphins are doing this. That, you know, there is some variability each year, but for a mass stranding, as they call it, this one really sticks out. In fact, you know what? There is a ton of bizarre stuff happening in the animal world. And so later on in the program, during the second hour of the show, we're going to talk more about what's happening with animals. It's a good time to revisit that. And in fact, my wife and I recently lost a dog, and I've gotten quite a few emails from people who didn't know about that, who've been telling me about their pets dying, dogs and cats. And I think there may be something here we need to look at on a deeper level. That's coming up later. But, hey, thank you for joining us tonight. We have a ton of great material for you. It's amazing what has transpired just over the past week. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren, author of books like Haunted Asheville, How to Hunt Ghosts, and The Secret Wisdom of Kukulcan. I'm founder and president of Lemur Paranormal Investigations. My producer and engineer tonight, Mr. Hardwood Forrest Connor.
Good evening, Joshua.
Good evening, Forrest. You know what? It's one of those evenings I kind of feel like I've been so busy. I feel like I was up all night solving a murder. I'm kind of untrimmed and unshaven. You can see the gray and white in my beard. I haven't taken a shower. I came in late.
There's got sort of that Popeye scowl about you.
Yeah, it's one of those. I mean, I just barely made it in here. There's just so much going on. You can sense this incredible cloud of manly pheromones on this side of the studio. Right far. How does that smell? Yeah. Can you sense that? Are some synapses firing somewhere?
I want to fight you right now.
Okay. Now we're dominating each other's territory. It's one of those days. I've just been so doggone busy. There's so much stuff going on. And I'll tell you about some of that soon enough. But also in the studio, someone who comes here every week solely because she's attracted to our toxic and enticing mixture of male pheromones, Forrest. It's the only explanation. She gets nothing else out of it, really.
Of
Investigator Shelley Wright from Wright's Coin Shop. Congratulations on being here in the studio tonight with such manly juices flowing.
Well, thank you. And maybe I should congratulate the two of you because I smell fresh as a daisy right now. And, yeah. So, just take that. I smell good. I'm wafting now.
All right. Well, you know, there is a bunch of stuff that we have to talk about tonight. And, I have just like a whole list of things. But there's one thing I want to get out of the way right up front. And that is, you know, I was just talking about the dolphins beaching themselves. The UFO reports we're getting are off the charts. The strange sounds that people are hearing around the world are continuing to peak and get weirder and crazier. And it's one thing when you get online and you see these reports that come from some faraway country and you wonder, is somebody messing around on YouTube? Is something being manufactured? But here, you know, we're broadcasting from Asheville, North Carolina. And pretty much right down the road on one side of town is a community we call Fairview. And when stuff's happening in Fairview, it's not because people are concocting it. Fairview is a very peaceful, quiet little community of kind of like older folks and people who may have a little bit of money and they just want to get away from it all, some retirees. Your shop's out in the Fairview direction, right, Shelly?
Sort of, kind of, yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
So Fairview, North Carolina, one of the most nondescript little areas in the state, is one of the places that has been experiencing these crazy, mysterious booms we've been talking about. And I could read the story, but fortunately, our local ABC affiliate here, News 13 WLOS, did a segment, and they have the actual 911 calls that people are placing. People are so concerned, they believe that there are explosions occurring. And, of course, if you call 911 and you're just, you know, joking around, you can go to jail for that. And they have multiple 911 calls. So I don't often do this, but I think it's important enough. We have a little, you know, segment from News 13. It's less than 2 minutes. And I want you to hear the words from some of the witnesses and some of these 911 calls just to give you an idea of how this kind of thing is happening, even on the local kind of ground grassroots level. So check this out.
Booms so loud they're making houses shake. Antonites and Buncombe County residents want to know what's causing them.
The explosive sounds are rattling nerves and everything else, and even have some firefighters scratching their heads.
News 13's Mario Boone takes a closer look at what's causing the mysterious booms.
And it's the question a lot of people want to know here in Fairview. What is causing loud explosion sounds rattling homes and nerves?
911, do you need fire, police, or medical?
We just heard an explosion or something huge.
and it shook the whole house.
Terrified Fairview residents flood Buncombe County 911 with calls after a series of loud booms.
And it sounded like a bomb.
I live on Cane Creek Road, and I just heard a loud explosion.
The mysterious booms heard even outside of Fairview.
We live in Fletcher off of Brush Creek Road. I mean, it woke up our neighbors and everybody.
The dogs will even get quiet when it goes off.
James Carver tells me the boom so loud, it made him drop everything.
I was out in the backyard next to the shed when the first time I heard it, and it got my attention. I stopped right then.
It also got the attention of Fairview volunteer firefighters.
The areas that we're getting the phone calls from, we'll respond to that area, and there's nobody out, you know, acting suspiciously.
Chief Scott Jones says usually where there's smoke, there's fire. In this case, firefighters haven't found explosions to accompany the booms.
I would consider it unusual, you know, not being able to find the source of it.
So the cause of these loud boom sounds remains a mystery tonight. The fire department tells me they will continue investigating in hopes of discovering what the cause is. Reporting from Fairview tonight in East Buncombe County, I'm Mario Boone, News 13.
So there you have it. One of these
everything.
Very realistic, you know, local, again, kind of like ground level grassroots stories about how this is affecting people. And these experiences are occurring at various places around the planet. They're continuing to pick up speed and momentum. And it's scary because when planet Earth is continually making these big, crazy noises and gurgling and churning like it has an upset stomach, eventually something's going to happen. And I don't know geologically what might be special about the Fairview area. Do you have any idea, Forrest? Maybe we need to ask your dad about that. For those who don't know, Forrest, dad is one of the top geologists in the world, and maybe we need to ask him about it. But Shelley, you're off of Sweden Creek Road there at Wright's Coin Shop.
Right. We haven't heard anything.
We need to have folks come in and keep you updated, give you personal reports.
Yes.
Maybe, you know, they'll hear or see something that the average person wouldn't find notable, but we would.
Exactly. We need to go investigate. I want to know if it's a certain time of night.
Right. There are a lot of questions to be asked. So maybe we should put you on this mission, since you're kind of sort of out in that direction every day.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'll get right on that.
You have to go to people's houses and sit down like a census ticker and write down.
Say, tell me about this.
Tell me about these booms.
That's right. To be a paranormal investigator, you must first be an investigator.
Yes.
Okay, we're coming up on a break here, and gosh, again, so much to get into. When we come back, I'll tell you about some more crazy news stories. Valentine's is on the way. I've got one that you might like about a man who was sentenced to do something by a judge for his wife that I've never heard of before. You ladies will like this. And also, one thing I forgot to tell you about. A weird little thing that happened to me when I was in Charleston recently. It's the program where the unusual becomes usual, keeping you company this evening and, well, just about every weekend. It's called Speaking of Strange. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren. We'll be back right after this. broadcasting from Asheville, North Carolina, land of the sky. For those of you who are old enough, maybe you'll recognize this movie theme. How about you, Shelley?
No.
Oh, come on.
Really?
I got white in my beard and you can't remember this?
No.
Some call it the greatest film ever made.
Falcor?
The Never-Ending Story.
I never watched it.
Oh, God. No wonder you turned out like this. Your childhood was robbed. Everything I hear about Shelley indicates she was robbed of her childhood.
She was.
And now you have to go watch The Neverending Story, but now, it just won't be the same.
Now, this is one of the first movies. I never saw it in the theater.
Yeah.
That was one of the first movies I saw rented on VCR.
I think I am in the same boat as you. I don't think I saw it on the big screen, but right when the VHS came out.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was one of the top choices for those of us who were at that point in our lives. And, of course, I could have played this, or I could have played the Never-Ending Story song. Here we are. Da, 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 da. We'll save that for some other time, though. Sorry, Shelley. You've been robbed of this experience. I wonder how many people are just at that right age. And how many people are just turning off the radio like, screw this.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a very creative movie at its time when it came out. It's still good, though. Hey, I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening again to Speaking of Strange. And I have a few announcements for you. But before I get to that, you know, here's something I forgot to tell you guys. You know, on the last program, I had just gotten back from Charleston, South Carolina, where I debuted my KukulCon 2012 show, live show. And while I was down there, it was kind of weird and tragic that our friend Stuart Coleman died. And Stuart Coleman, of course, just so happened to be in Charleston when he died, right? Well, here's something else weird about that. The last day I was in Charleston, I went to this fantastic restaurant that's only been open about 5 years called Fleet Landing. And Fleet Landing is in a building that was built by the Navy in the 1940s. And it is a building that just extends out over the water. So now that, and this is for embarkation and disembarkation of sailors. So now that it's been turned into a restaurant, it's the only restaurant in Charleston that extends out over the water and has a 360-degree view. So there are all these big windows, and I mean, it's just exactly what you're hoping for when you go to some seafood restaurant on the water. It's obviously a big, successful tourist attraction. And the food was really good, honestly. I'm not being paid to say that. It was a really good experience. So, anyway, I was there at Fleet Landing with Lauren and Linda Kledowski and Tony and Dakota. And there was a big, huge, honking Carnival cruise ship that had just pulled in that morning. And Carnival cruise ships used to just leave from time to time from Charleston, not on a regular basis. But now they have some new arrangement, and they're coming in and out a lot more often. So we're sitting there eating in this primo seat at this great table. There's this big, huge ship outside the window. The waiter came up. He was one of these really talkative guys. It was kind of like a late lunchtime thing. And I mentioned something to him about the carnival tragedy, and I was referring to the Italian deal with the ship flipping over. And he said, "You mean the one that happened like 2 days ago?" And I said, "No, I was talking about the Italy thing." He's like, "Oh." He said, "You don't know about that ship?" And he points over my shoulder to the ship sitting there. I said, "No, I haven't heard. What's the deal with that ship?" He says, "Yeah, it just came in this morning." Waiter says 2 days ago, that ship, the Carnival Fantasy, was in the Bahamas outside of Nassau. And there was like a 26-year-old military man. I guess he'd just gotten back from Iraq or something like that. Because, you know, a bunch of dudes have just gotten back from Iraq. 26-year-old soldier. He celebrated getting back from the war by taking this Carnival cruise ship. And as any of you know who have been on a cruise ship, they have these casinos that operate 24/7, and there's no telling the money they rake in. Apparently, this young soldier went to the casino and just lost his ass. Just went way overboard, just lost everything he had. Had been drinking heavily. And so after a night of losing, he went to the top floor of the inside atrium of the ship.
You and I have been on that ship.
I was thinking that we've been on that
yes,
ship.
Yes, we have been.
Okay, do you know at what point?
That was the first cruise I took that left out of Charleston.
Okay, well, that was the only one I've taken out of Charleston. So, okay, well, we were on this ship then. There, even spookier. The guy went, and I know you haven't been on a ship in a long time, Shelley, but if you know, they're really, really tall. You get up to the very top tier on the inside, and you're looking down, and hell, it's like 100 feet or something. The guy jumped off the top to his death in the lobby. And people scream, you know, a body falls, there's blood everywhere, the man is instantly killed. And it actually screwed the cruise up for all the other passengers, frankly, because they had to cut the cruise short and go to other places and kind of get it back as quickly as possible and deal with this. The Bahamian officials came on to deal with the murder. So, from what I understand, Carnival is having a series of problems. They had the Italian thing. Somebody told me they've had some other issues with people getting sick frequently.
Yeah, they've got a couple of the ships have got the norovirus going on them right now.
Ugh. And now, you know, you got this guy who killed himself. And we had such a bad experience, Forrest and myself and various other people, with how Carnival managed the last Carnival cruise we went on, that we swore we would never go on a Carnival cruise. And we have actually parodied and satired Carnival cruises for years on this program. And so now it seems like it's the year 2012. Sorry, folks, but, you know, you get what's coming to you. And Carnival, they're having a lot of bad luck. So I just thought that was another weird little thing about my trip down there. But anyway, here's some fun stuff that's coming up, all right? I am going to be personally leading a Brown Mountain Lights expedition that 20 people can join. And if you join this expedition, you will become a certified Brown Mountain Lights investigator, because I'm going to show you the observation techniques that we use. I'm going to supply a bunch of equipment. And basically, here's how this goes down. On Saturday, February 25th, at 6 p.m., if you're one of the 20 people who signs up for this, we will meet at a restaurant in Morganton, North Carolina. Your meal is included in the fee for this. I think it costs $89 a person. It might be $99. I'm not sure, because the Burke County Travel and Tourism is setting this up. But $89 or $99 a person, and that includes your meal and all kinds of stuff. So you're eating, and I get up there and give you a presentation. We go over the strategy. We go over the protocol for how this is going to proceed. And then we will meet at a special undisclosed location. And when we meet there, I will distribute equipment. I will assign people to various posts. It's very similar to what we did for the National Geographic Channel, guys. And then we will you will help in the process of observing and documenting what goes on. If you do as you are instructed, at the end of the experience, you'll receive a certificate. And your findings will go into a database that the Burke County Travel and Tourism is keeping now, so that we can look for patterns to help us explain how the lights manifest. So again, that's Saturday, February 25th, 6 p.m., email me at joshuapwarren.com if you're interested. Also, we'll plan to put a link to this at speakingofstrange.com. Again, that's speakingofstrange.com, where you'll also find a live chat during the show, regular updates on weird news around the world, more information on topics discussed, and links to the official Haunted Asheville Ghost Tour. We have ghost hunts coming up in Asheville. We have free tours every Saturday afternoon. Go check out hauntedasheville.com if you're going to be in town. When we come back, I'll tell you about, with Valentine's on the way, this kind of weird case about what a judge has ordered a man to do to be romantic toward his wife. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Speaking of Strange. Carnival Cruise Lines and our finest ship, the Carnival Legion, announced the best deals of the century for us.
We're a cruise line, not a port line.
Sign up for any port you like right now. Want to go to Belize, the scenic Azores, or even to the moon? It doesn't matter. We're not going to stop anywhere.
We're a cruise line, not a port line.
Who needs land when you can watch endless blue water for days, spending all your money in our crappy casino and bars? It would even make Captain Morgan sick. But if you want to complain,
We're a cruise line, not a port line.
The only way to stay safe from all those diseases on land, our ship's cabin water has a creamy chocolate color. And you know even the swine flu can't live in that sewage. So you're guaranteed swine flu free. That's why
We're a cruise line, not a port line.
So when you want to stay hostage on the high seas, spend your $1,000 making sure you never see land again. But don't worry, you get $20 back. So figure out that dream location you've always wanted to watch on your cabin TV. Then give us a call at Carnival Cruise Lines, keeping you safe from filthy land and keeping us filthy rich.
We're a cruise line, not a port line.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
It's the program where the unusual becomes usual. Speaking of strange, I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren, and if in your area you were able to hear the Carnival Cruise Lines ad, it was made by Forrest and myself after we came back from a cruise that had been planned for a long time with four destinations planned, scheduled. Two of them were canceled, one due to the swine flu, and one due to
riding at the port
in Honduras. And so they gave everybody $20 in the casino or whatever for the ports they missed.
Well, when your drinks were $12 each.
Yeah, and I mean, it was just crazy. You know, you go there expecting four locations, and you get half of that, and you get $40 back out of something that people paid thousands of dollars for.
And then to top it off, we're sitting there out in the middle of the ocean going probably about 2.5 knots an hour, and we turn on the water. And you get this nice green, brownish, very nasty-looking water coming out of the faucets.
If you think Forrest is exaggerating, go to YouTube and type in my name, Joshua P. Warren, and you'll see that most of my videos are listed under Shadowbox ENT. Just click that so all my videos come up, and you'll see a video called, like, Carnival Cruise Lines Water, which has gotten a bunch of views. And you can see I documented how diarrhea-like the water was on the ship. It was just, it was awful. I sound like the bird is the word guy. That's how we were reacting to the water on the ship. You know something else? I mentioned that last month was the 8-year anniversary of this program. And sure enough, if you were to sit down and listen to every hour of this show that we've done, including those that go back way before there was podcasting, because I have a box about waist high just full of audio cassette tapes. If you were to listen back to back 24 hours a day to every hour of this show, you could go for 2 months listening to this program nonstop. And right now we are working on a new system for our podcast, taking some of the old ones we have and the new ones we've got and trying to get everything resubscribed with iTunes and all that kind of business. It's been kind of tricky. And so right now I'm going to throw out an invitation here to hire somebody who might be listening to this program. I've talked to Mobius, who does a lot of our web stuff. And we actually have a budget for this. We are willing to pay somebody in this tough economy who can help us, but you have to have this experience. You need to have the experience in building a custom WordPress site. That's important. A custom WordPress site. And then helping reorganize the podcasting stuff. Once it's all set up, it will all work automatically. So if you're a person who has experience doing custom WordPress sites, and especially any podcasting stuff, just go to speakingofstrange.com or joshuapwarren.com and send us an email. You'll find an email address there. So Valentine's is on the way, and plus my wedding anniversary is on the way. Your birthday is when, Forrest?
Friday. Actually, February 10th.
Really?
Yes.
So you are a romantic baby.
I am, I guess.
One of my good friends growing up, Michael Mazingo, was born on Valentine's Day. He always had the best luck with getting good-looking women. here's the thing. Right now, there is this weird story from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, about the way a judge is treating a case with romance. A man in that area, believe it or not, he got into a marital spat, and this escalated into a domestic violence charge. And this whole thing resulted in an unusual bond court ruling by the judge. You see, apparently, according to all the details that have come out in the case here, the two got into an argument. The man and his wife got into an argument. And let's see. I'm trying to see why, if they even, I don't think they even say why they were arguing. But at one point, it says here that the man pushed his wife onto the couch, put his hand on her neck, held up his fist to hit her, but never struck her. And so the woman told the judge that she was not hurt and that she really is not in any fear of her husband. And so they asked the judge, you know, how this should be treated. And the judge said to the woman, "What's your favorite restaurant?" And she said, "Red Lobster." And he said, what do you like to do for fun? And she said, I like to go bowling. And so the judge there, Judge John J. Hurley, said to the man, you are ordered to pick up your wife, get dressed, take her to Red Lobster, and then take her bowling and buy her some flowers. That was the judge's order. And everybody was kind of amazed because this is highly unlikely. But he says, Hurley said, quote, flowers, birthday card, Red Lobster, bowling, end quote. And then after that, go begin seeing a marriage counselor within a week. And I've never heard of a court-ordered date between a man and his wife. You have to take your wife to Red Lobster and bowling and buy her flowers. So I'd say the man lucked out here for one thing. But isn't that weird? I mean, what do you think about this as a woman, Shelley?
I think it's a bunch of BS. Oh, yes, yes. Take your wife out for a meal and give her some flowers and take her bowling. That totally, you know, makes up for you having your hand around her throat.
Right.
And, yeah. How stupid!
Well, it seems like that by the time this reaches a courtroom, that maybe there's something more serious to be addressed here than that, you know? Than simply a lack of romance, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking that maybe he should have ordered a free hit in the head with a cast iron frying pan.
Mm-hmm. That's Florida for you.
Mm.
Forrest, did you enjoy the Super Bowl at all?
I watched maybe one quarter of it.
I had the Super Bowl on in the background as I was working on another project. And it didn't seem to be that exciting of a game.
I didn't even see the halftime show that everyone was...
Well, in Albuquerque... Oh, okay. Well, in fact, later I have a little something we might get into about the halftime show. But here's a story from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Two men spent their Super Bowl weekend in jail because of a dispute over a stolen burrito. The Albuquerque Police Department said that two men, and I won't use their names here, approached a man on Zuni Road in Albuquerque and asked to have a bite of his burrito. Okay, I'm not making this up. The guy agreed to give them a bite of his burrito. That sounds really dirty all of a sudden, doesn't it? I want to eat your burrito. yeah. Shh, I just want to eat your burrito. So then they grabbed the burrito and walked away. The burrito's rightful owner walked up to the men, said he wanted his burrito back. That's when police said they attacked the man. One of the guys pistol whipped the burrito owner. And so now these two guys have been charged with aggravated robbery over a burrito. I kid you not. Well, we got to take a break. When we come back, I have a story about a $900 trillion lawsuit, a stolen lightsaber, a baby eating cocaine at Motel 6. And why?
Funny.
Yeah, not at all. And why smoking is bad for men on a whole new level. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's Speaking of Strange. You hardly ever saw Granddaddy down here.
What we're doing when the fat boy's tripping? We're in the final minutes of hour number one on tonight's Speaking of Strange. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren. Coming up next hour, we're going to talk about animals, and we're going to ask a question. What would happen if all the cats in the world suddenly died all at once? Cat apocalypse. How would that affect the world? And we're going to discuss a little bit about cats and dogs and why that they have a spectral relationship and respond to all these natural forces and things. But here in the final minutes, we'll blow through some of these stories. I was talking about, you know, guys who spent their Super Bowl weekend tied up in jail because of a stolen burrito. Well, in Brooklyn, there is a stolen lightsaber plaguing a Jedi master there named Flynn Michael. Searching the galaxy far and wide for his stolen lightsaber. The guy apparently went to a bar. Some people took that movie way too seriously, Forrest. They go to a bar with a lightsaber. And, you know, I guess they think that they can turn around and inconsequentially, you know, cut off somebody's arm.
Yeah.
Now, here's what I mean by lightsaber. This guy saved up all of his money, which was $400.
That's quite a bit.
Yeah. To buy what he called, quote, my Uber custom lightsaber, end
quote.
Poor
lightsaber.
What Obi-Wan Kenobi once described as an elegant weapon for a more civilized age. That wasn't a very good Obi-Wan, sorry. And I need to practice my Alec Guinness. An elegant... anyway.
Actually, Shelley, mm-hmm. You've seen Star Wars, haven't you?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure.
Yes.
Good point.
Yeah.
So, anyway, you know, some of these... There are people out there who actually consider Jedi to be their religion. You know that, right?
Right.
Yeah, they're that serious. Did you know that, Shelley?
No.
Jedi is a religion. So George Lucas created a religion. And it probably has just as much credence as most religions in the world, frankly.
Don't go there right now.
But anyway, so this guy is a Jedi who has some kind of show, apparently, and he teaches kids how to live the Jedi philosophy and so on. But the guy is such a badass, he got his lightsaber stolen. I don't think that ever happens to a real Jedi.
This is a great disturbance in the Force.
Yeah. So he doesn't know who stole his lightsaber. He says that it was the perfect thing for him, and so there's an APB out for whoever has stolen. I mean, apparently, from what I understand, this was a lightsaber that was actually kind of morphed into an actual usable weapon. So if you're in the New York area and you see a lightsaber, check out its origins. Also in New York, a woman there is suing the city with a $900 trillion lawsuit. Now, that's trillion with a T-R, okay, trillion, $900 trillion. It's a domestic thing. It has to do with them improperly placing her two sons in a foster home more than 3 years ago. And so, you know, I've read this story, and it's like, yeah, you know, there's no place where she justifies $900 trillion. It's just a publicity gimmick.
Well, no, you sue for more than you want. Therefore, when you get $1 trillion, you'll be happy.
Oh, that's the plan. Okay. Well, you know, there, I guess, really is no cap on what you can sue for, right?
Not that I'm aware
of. Not that I'm aware of.
I mean, yeah, I mean, there's small claims court, but after that...
Yes, right, exactly. Yeah, you've got, you know, little local stuff. So maybe we just need to find somebody that we know is guilty of something and just charge them with $1 trillion and see what we get. Apparently that can be done. How would you like to be the person whose baby ate some cocaine at Motel 6? We'll leave the cocaine out for you. Virginia Beach, Virginia, room 223. They say that the baby here found a spoon under the bed, put it in his mouth. Grandma was first to notice. Okay, it was a little girl baby. He says, quote, I took it from her, and on the back of the spoon, it was all burnt up, and on the top of the spoon was the residue from the cocaine on it, end quote. They call police. The baby was, you know, very
good.
Yeah, baby seemed fine. And it says that they, what is this? The family had noticed the room had a foul smell, and they found some feces in the corner. Ew. Some kind of crazy party went on in this room.
And they let their kid on the floor.
So, yeah.
Crawling around.
This whole thing is just a dirty story.
Ew.
Yeah, from Virginia Beach. That's really nasty. And then listen to this from London. They have determined that smoking deteriorates memory function in men. So now I want to smoke more. I want to forget things. It says, the male body can repair itself, but they say that if you're middle-aged and you're smoking cigarettes compared to non-smoking men, then apparently you'll be able to remember less. It's a cognitive impact. Okay, we're going to take take a break here, and a smoke break, actually. And when we come back, let's talk about animals and what happens if all the cats on the planet die. Why are dolphins beaching themselves? And I'm going to rely a little bit on one of my books called Pet Ghost. You're listening to the program where the unusual becomes usual. It's called Speaking of Strange. I'm Joshua P. Warren. Don't touch that dial.